This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 675. Today, Simon wants to know about counting books, which is an upgrade from wanting to know about chalk drawings. You know, the British cartoon, Simon, well, you know, my name is Simon, and what? I like to do chalk drawings.
What?
It was a big UK cartoon series from the mid-70s and early 80s. It was really, really
clever. I wasn't a British kid in the mid-70s.
They showed him on Nickelodeon. Then they parodied it on Saturday Night Live with Michael Myers, or not Michael Myers, that was Halloween, with Mike Myers in a bathtub.
Huh?
We'll put these in the show notes to find a Michael Myers. Michael Myers. No. I'm sorry. I've been watching a lot of horror movies lately. Can you tell?
Okay, I'll find a picture of Michael Myers in the bathtub.
Jamie Lee Curtis will be so thrilled.
Can we get to the question?
Okay, but we'll try to find a clip of either Simon the Chalk Drawing cartoon or Simon the Chalk Drawing parody from Saturday Night Live and put it in the show notes. Meantime, Simon says, we should record it late at night more often. This is fun.
How many books have you published? Okay, that's a lead-in. What I want to know is, how do you count them? Do collections of other books count as a book themselves? Do books that started as two books but are now merged into one count as one or two? I'm starting to realize the question isn't as important as it used to be, with 9-ish books out and a few more on the way this year, but it is the question which everyone seems to ask when they find out I'm an author.
There's a whole bunch of ways to do this, and it depends on how desperately you want to inflate your total. I count books as they would appear on a shelf. If it's something that has a volume that would appear on the shelf, then I count it. And I also count the couple of books that I had published and then that I've pulled, but I don't count the stuff that I never published, at least for books. For short stories, I count the stuff that I've never published because it's all stuff I've never published yet, not stuff that's, you know, early stuff that's in the drawer. That stuff I don't count. But anything of professional quality that would take up a volume on the shelf, I count that. And if I've got an omnibus volume, I generally wouldn't count that, though I don't have any at the moment. But collections of short stories I do count. So when I say I've done close to 30 books, what I mean is that I've done 8 Lantham books, 3 Suave Rob books, that's 11, 2 of the Antithesis books, those have been pulled from the market, but that's 13. The Briggs Defection, which isn't out on the market yet, but is done and ready to go. I'm just holding it until I get a couple more books in that series. The Orenthal Deception, same deal. So that's 13, 14, 15. Then there's Ideas Incorporated, down from 10. The Resurrection Junket and Hadrian's Flight. Then there's Tales of a Lombard Alchemist, Sculpting God, and Frockcoat Dreams, that's 22. Then there's Business 101, Becoming an Everyday Novelist, Throwing Lead, Making Tracks, that's 26. And I'm missing one or two in there somewhere. There's one or two others knocking around that I'm not remembering at the moment. Anyway, that's what I've gotten, and currently I'm on the verge of finishing up 3 more books, and so that'll be 29. By the end of this year, I should be north of 30. But that's how I count them. So I've actually got, so of those, 22 of them are fiction, and 4 of them are nonfiction. Of the 22 that are fiction, 3 are short story collections, and none of those are omnibuses. So that's how I count mine. And like I said, I use the bookshelf rationale. If it would have its own slot on a bookshelf, it counts. If it wouldn't, I don't count it as a book. I may count it as something else, but I don't count it as a book. Depending on why you're doing that, you may decide to employ a different methodology or rationale. But for what it's worth, that's mine. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.